These two boys are not allowed to touch Mesim. Since one of them is a Kohen, so in our Sofuk, we tell both of them, you have to act like Kohanim, you're not allowed to touch Mesim. They're not allowed to get married, these two boys. Bank Sheris, Bank Sulas. They can't marry a kosher lady, because one is a Nevet. They can't marry a Pustle, a Shivcha, because one is a Kohen. So they can't get married so far. What's the Yetzer though? Hegdilo atarubas, when these two boys became older, after Bar Mitzvah, the Yetzer is v'shichru zezer. The Yetzer is you have to free them both. In other words, we say like whichever one is the Shivcha, the Eved, becomes freed. So now, Manashach, both of them is Vadai, Yisrael. So now, Noisim Noshim, both of them are allowed to get married, because both of them are Bnei Yisrael. But only Ruyas Lakuna. They're both only allowed to get married to ladies that are allowed to marry a Kain, like they can't be a Grusha. Because one of these two is a Kain, so we don't know which one, so both have to be known like he's a Kain. He can only marry an Isha that's even Mutta to a Kain. Alright, turn over. Both of them have to act like Kohanim, and they're not allowed to touch Mason. Both of them can't touch Mason, because one of them is a Kohen, so in a Suffolk, both are not allowed to touch a Mason. Let's say one of them, or even both of them, touched a Mason. They don't receive Malkus, because we don't know for sure which one's the Kohen. Because the Malkus we can't give them, because maybe he's only regular Israel. Now, after they freed him, they both can't eat truma, because one of them is only Yisrael, one of them is not a Kohen. So since we don't know which one, both of them in Suffolk are not allowed to eat truma anymore. Let's say though they did go and eat truma, they don't have to pay back Karen v'chemish. The law is of a regular Yisrael eats truma, it's like a gezel, you're stealing, you have to pay back the money to the Kohen. But over here, if they ate it, each one could say, I pay you. Prove it that I'm not a Kohen. Like Amoitzim Mechaber, all of Araya. Each woman in a Sofa could say, I'm a Kohen. You want me to pay the Kohen and prove that I'm not a Kohen. So even though he's not allowed to eat the Truma, because that's a Sofa Kisum, but if he did eat it, he doesn't have to pay the money. He's Potter from Keren V'chemish. V'einon Cholken Alagurin. They're not allowed to go and get Truma from the fields. Again, because one is only a Yisrael, they're not both Kohenim. But let's say they have their own truma, they don't have to give it away to a Kohen either. Because each one's a Sofik, maybe he's a Kohen. So what he does is he sells it to another Kohen. For Yadam Shalhem. And the money they keep. Because as far as the money goes, they have a right to hold on to it. You prove it that I'm not a Kohen. And we don't give them chelik in kachim. We don't let them eat from the meat of kachim. And we don't give them animals to bring for kabbonis. Like we're not laying with them to be a Kohen, because one of them is not a Kohen, one of them is only a regular Israel. But if they did receive any portions, we don't take it away from them. Again, because the Maisim Chavei all of a Raya. The law is a regular Israel, there's Matnas Kuna. If you have an animal, you have to give away the zroya, the thigh, and the lachayim, and the cheeks, and the cave of the stomach, you have to give to a kain, that's matnas kuna. These people don't have to give matnas kuna, because it's only a money problem, and anything to do with money, they always say, you prove it that I'm not a kain. Let's say they have an animal that's a bechor, so yehroya achi yistoyev. The answer is, let the animal pasture, even though a bechor has kedusha, and the bechor has kachim, they're not a kain, they can't eat it. So the answer is, let the animal pasture in the fields until you starve, until it becomes a balmum. When a bechor becomes a balmum, the kedusha goes off it, and automatically now it belongs to the kohen. It's like mum and kohen. So, and now they keep it. Anything to do with money, they have a right to keep the money. Like they say, you prove it that we're not a kohen. The Mishnah ends off that v'neistin lahem v'neistin olav Chumre Kahanim for Chumre Yisraelim. We put upon them Chumres of Yisrael that they cannot eat, they're not allowed to eat Shuma, and Chumre Kahanim, they're not allowed to be Matam al-Mason. Because there's a Suffolk here, one is a Kain and one is a Yisrael, so in a Suffolk they have to go to Chumre both ways. Yeah. Now the Mishnah goes. The first part of the Mishnah again, where you have the mother and the daughter-in-law, they both gave birth. So it says, Meisu Aksherim. It says in the case where the Aksherim means the two boys at home, that we knew clearly which one was the mother when they died. Fret the Gemara, Elahanech Mishum Dir Iruluhu, Hevilu Psulim. Like Elamai, the ones that got mixed up, we don't know who's who. Mashmi called them Psulim. Why are they called Psulim? Like, why are you calling the ones at home Ksherim? Kosher Mashma, the other ones are Psulim. What's wrong with them? They just don't know who the mother are. Who the mother is. Sumer says, Rapapa, Emo, Umesu Havadoyim. What it means, the Mishnah doesn't mean to say Umesu Aksherim. It means to say in the case of Umesu Havadoyim. In the case where the two sons that were home, that we know for sure whose mother is who, when they died, then the lach is this way. So Mishnah doesn't mean to say Mesu Aksherim, just mean to say Mesu Avadoyim, that's the case. Right. Lepnei HaKala Echot Cholitz. So it says now also Davka Mechlatz. First you have to receive Chalitza from one. For Horda Yevumi. And then the Yetzirah is to be Miyabim. Ava Yevumi Bereisha, but to give Yibum first lie, you can't give Yibum first, because you don't know for sure if he's your brother or not. If that was your brother that died, maybe it was the other one's brother that died. So you can't go and be Miyabim one first, because maybe she's called Yibum Lashuk, maybe she's Zokuk Yibum for somebody else. So first one brother gives the Chalitza. So Amanushach, if it's his brother-in-law, very good, she got Chalitza. If it's not her brother-in-law, then it's the other one's brother-in-law. So therefore, he's allowed to be Miyabim. The second one could be Miyabim, not the first one. Now, the last case was Kahanesh and Asarif. In the case, that the Kahanesh got mixed up with the Shifcha. So we say now, when they go down to the fields, Chelek Echa, they only receive one portion. For the Gemara Pshita, well, what then? One's a Shifcha. Once in Everett, like Abadi, you can't get more than one portion. So it says, Eima, Chelek, Cholak, Echad. It means that they only receive the portion when they're there together. In other words, the two boys have to be there together to receive the portion from the field. What does that mean? Tanan, like we learned, Kaman Diyama, Ein Cholkin Truma Li'Evid, Elim Kem Rabbi Imai. Because the law is, if you have an Evid of a Kohen, even though the Yevid of a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, but the locker is down by the fields, you're not supposed to give the Yevid Truma. Only when his master is with him. Musum see why. That's the Chiddush over here. That one by himself, you can't give him Truma. Only when you have the two of them together. So then for sure, one is a Kohen, you're allowed to give him the Truma. But an Yevid, we don't give Yevid Truma, even though he's an Yevid of a Kohen, by the fields. Musum see why not. The Tanya will not like this. Ein cholkin truma liyevet. Elim came Rabbi Imai diva Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Yochol Shayomer. We could say like this: Im kain ani tenuli b'shvil atzmi. V'im evet kain ani tenuli b'shvil Rabbi. That Rabbi Yosi says no. Even the evet of a kain has the right to go down to the fields to receive truma by himself. So Rabbi Yosi says either one of these kids could go themselves and receive truma from the field. He says, either I'm a Kohen, or else I'm the Eved of a Kohen. But both ways, Rabbi Yosi holds, he's allowed to receive a portion of Truma in the fields. And the fields means that's the way Yisrael used to give Truma. In the fields, right after they cut down the wheat, whatever it was, and they cut down the Tfuwa, right away they would give off Truma there in the fields. The Kohanim would go down to the fields, and they'd give him Truma there. Now, what's the Machlokes over here? The Gemara says like this. Then Kohenosh, Rabbi Yehuda, never used this place where he used to live, that people used to take Yuchsin to see if he's a good mishpacha from the fact that he received truma. Does anybody that they saw that used to receive truma in the fields used to say he's a miyuchasnik kain and used to marry him? So therefore, in his place of Reb Yehuda, you're not allowed to let an eved go down to the field and give him truma because people think he's a miyuchasnik and they'll marry him. So therefore, you can't give an eved kain truma in the fields. Ba'ashenkev him karmesher Rabbi Yosi in Rabbi Yosi's place. Lo yo yomale mitrumal yuchsin. There they did not give. If they did not marry them just for the fact that they saw this, they received truma. So therefore, there's no chash. Therefore, you're allowed to let an eved of a kohen go down to the fields to receive truma because people won't come to marry him because that was the meaning in his place. They did not marry people just from the fact that they saw he received truma. Sets the machlekes. If yod malin liyuchsin mitruma not malin mitruma liyuchsin. Tanya, the Gemara says like this. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik. Me yomai for my lifetime loyarati eladis echad. I only said over one time edis. For hello eved lakuna alpi. And why says because of his edis they made a mistake, and mamish they made an eved into a kain. That's what happened. It was so see what the mice was. If he was made on a certain eved that he received truma in the fields. And when people heard that, they thought the person is a kain, and somebody went to marry him. So because of his edis, they made an eved like a kain. So the Havamina was, and mamash happened because of him, that somebody married that eved. For the Gemara, helu sakadaitet, is it true that really happened the case? Can't be. Hashta them from shel tzadikim. Ein hakodesh baruch hu made with the kolah yodon. Madoch the animals of a tzadik, like the chamor of Pinchas ben Yoir. Hashem didn't let him eat the ruach tevel. Is tzadikim atzum lekol shchein? Tzadikim for sure, an avera doesn't come to them. So it's not mistavra that because of Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik, somebody married an eved. Elo the cases like this. Eimor bikshu lalos eved lekuna api, that they wanted to, not that it really happened. But because of the Zaydis, they made a mistake, and they wanted to make an eved like into a kohen. What was the Maisa? Chaza biyaschad Reb Yosi. That Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik saw in Reb Yosi's town that people were giving this person truma. Now in Reb Yosi's town, they didn't care to give an eved truma. Because in his town, they didn't make yuchsin from truma. So in Reb Yosi's town, they let even an eved receive truma. Now Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik saw in his town the way this person received truma. Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik went home to his town. And in Reb Yehuda's town, he said over that Yishno, I saw this person receive truma. Now in Reb Yehuda's town, they don't let an eved receive truma. So in Reb Yehuda's town, if you hear that this person received truma, it's a raiz, a miyuchasik person. So that's the mistake that he made. That he told over in the other town that this person received truma. So they thought that he's a miyuchis, he's a kain.
He didn't say where.
Because of this mistake, they were about to let a person look ever get married, but about the mice, it didn't happen. Hashem made it, they stopped, they realized it. They didn't let it go. Right. Tana Rabban, what if like this? Asara, there are 10 people, and Chokin Lem Truma. The Vesagronis. 10 people don't have a right to receive truma down by the fields. Fieluhein, even though they're kahanim. Cheresh, shaita, bekotim. Cheresh can hear deaf and dumb. Hashaita, kotim, tumtim, yandrugnis. Vioeved, vioisha, vioral, viatome. And noisi isha, shayna genesloi. If a kohen married, let's say a grusha, he married a lady, he's not allowed to, so there's a kenas from the rabbanim not to give him truma. So all these 10 people, even though they're kahanim, we don't send them truma. For kulam, all these people, though, mishagan lel batayim, you're allowed to send the truma, though, to the house. Chutz mitame, lest the kohen is tame, for nois isha shein against lay. Or else in the case where the kohen married a lady that he's not allowed to, we married a grusha, we don't like that, so there's a knas that not to send them any truma. So this shleim mecheresh shaita v'koton la v'nei deyaninu. Like Rashi says, Vizilusa the Truma, it's not a nice thing for Truma to give a Dovah Kaddish like Truma to a Chereshite of a Kotten. So therefore in the fields we don't give a Chereshite of a Kotten Truma. Tumtum via Drugnis Nami.